Hello and welcome to the DC Comics Buyer's Guide from the Real Scratch Pad. I am Tetris Dork and I'm the moderator of this. And joining with me are Dragon Peace.
What's up?
Donnie East. And Rack Attack Force.
Hey.
Sadly, we cannot get the two other participants involved to make a surprise and guest Shadow's a thought, but things happened. Shadow has a little medical emergency that, and Tomato has an uncle that's overstaying his welcome.
Well, to be fair, but either way, he hasn't really seen his uncle in years, so
it's a decent excuse. So.
Yeah, I'll probably say do the exact same thing he would have done if my grandfather showed up, so.
Yeah. But the good thing is, Tomato is doing something with a person on Twitter who is friends with the Real Scratch Pad about the new 52 later this month, so look forward to that. Yeah. They're doing something. I don't really know what it is yet.
They're buying and reviewing all 52 number ones for the Real Scratch Pad. And some of them will appear on the Real Scratch Pad. You will see that later. However, all of us here are not doing that. We are instead doing a simple buyer's guide. A pure crash course for the entire lineup. And whether or not you should... I will be moderating through all of it. I will be, you know, transitioning through everything, but... Essentially, Rack, Dragon Peace, and Don East will give them their thoughts and opinions.
Yep.
The entire lineup, going in alphabetical order, week by week. So, essentially, we begin with Action Comics number one and end with, which comes out on by the time you're listening to this, and ending with Voodoo number one, which comes out at the end of the month. As well as go through a little... Litany of lingering questions still appearing in the with this new universe. But don't worry, it's not going to be a debate-heavy lineup like the last podcast, because this is just quick opinion, quick thoughts, and whether or not you're buying it, waiting for it, or suggesting others to buy or wait on it, or pass on it entirely. You got it?
Yep. And also, I'm going to be like the new reader.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much going to be the new reader guy, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody ready?
Ready as I will be.
Don, are you ready?
Alright, ready as I'll ever be.
I know someone is on the call. Is that
Boone?
he's just gonna be the guy that's there this time. Usually it's Dragon Peace, but this time it's Toon.
Yeah. Okay.
So, well, when you were here last time, so yeah.
Yeah. Since we have now rearranged podcast characters.
Yeah.
So let's start with the September 7th lineup, beginning with the big one, Action Comics number one, written by Grant Morrison and drawn by Rags Morales. And essentially, we're going back to the beginning with, as it will detail not only just Superman's origin or when he first arrived at Metropolis, but... It's essentially the catalyst of the entire DCNU, since DC is now considering Superman the first superhero, and that after his debut in Metropolis, all the other superheroes started showing up. So, in the $4.40 debut issue, Superman arrives in Metropolis. And that followed up with with an October. Actually, all four, the first three comics are going to be $4 40-page comics, as Superman gets adjusted to being the new guy in Metropolis. And probably have the city turn on him. So I'll go start with Dragon Peace. What is your interest level in a little explanation?
I'm pretty excited for this. We have Grant Morrison writing the title, and I'm sure it's going to be great just because of that fact. The artist, I keep seeing interesting opinions about him. He keeps saying he wants to bring Superman back to his original roots, so I'll be interested to see what his thoughts and opinion and views on Superman's, you know, original aspects are. I can't wait to see how they have Superman turning to what he is today in the new universe. And I mean, he seems a bit more cocky from what I read in Justice League number one, so we'll see why he's so cocky in this issue. I'm gonna have to go if I'm really looking forward to this. So yeah.
Rock Attack.
I really like Grant Morrison's work on All-Star Superman, so I can trust that he knows how to write the character. And the preview I saw a few days back really enticed me. I like the direction they're going with him being somewhat cocky, but still wanting to do good. So, for me, this is just an automatic buy.
And Don?
I don't know. Morrison did really great in All-Star Superman, but some of the interviews, they wanted to go for a darker route. And I don't know. Superman shouldn't be dark. He's Superman. He's like the hero, the one we all aspire to be like, not being a
cocky douchebag.
Yeah.
Have you not seen some of Morrison's work before, though?
Like I said, I'm
Superman.
Did you read All-Star or see
it? All-Star's a great book.
I mean, I just think with Morrison in charge, he's going to do something good. So I think his work is better in trades. I mean, you can continue your thoughts first before I continue.
Yeah, it's going to be
buy,
great.
I just think matter was not how I think. I'm buying each one to see each number one decide which would walk, which doesn't.
Yeah, it's your money.
I got money to spend.
Yeah, it's interest level. And remember, this is going to be a big, fat lightning round. So, because it's a lot of comics.
Yes.
So
want to discuss Animal Man?
Animal Man! Jeff Lemire writing, Travel Foreman and Dan Green art. The synopsis from the DC website. Buddy Baker has gone from quote-unquote Superman to Family Man. But is he strong enough to hold his family together when Maxine, his young daughter, starts to manifest her own dangerous powers? Find out in this dramatic new series. Jeff Lemire wrote Sweet Tooth and Trial Foreman drew on the Immortal Iron Fist. And in future issues, you'll learn more about Maxine's abilities manifesting into themselves. And this will be the first series of the brand new Dark Initiative. That is going to address where all the supernatural characters of the DC Universe reside. I'm going to start this round with Rack Attack. What are your opinions on Animal Man?
Well,
quick opinion.
I really enjoy Jeff's sort of independent work when it came to Essex County. I really enjoyed that book. It really took the mundane and really turned to something extraordinary. I actually don't know that much about the Animal Man character. But from what I really know, it sounds like Jack can really make his own, take it to some interesting places. But I'm gonna have to say wait on this. since I'm not really sure how this will go.
Done. Interest level.
I don't know. I never read that much Animal Man.
But
I never
concept.
Read the
And what did you think of the concept of, you know, Animal Man having to deal with his daughter's new powers?
What the fuck is saying on the second cover?
I have no clue.
That just looks so weird.
It's the thing.
At least we could tell he's
Mark
a good...
Remich.
It looks like someone turned the giant hawk inside out. And
actually,
wait,
it
no,
reminds...
No, it has output samples too, so...
Okay, there's Animal Man, there's his daughter, and
aw, so cute.
Something that looks like it came from the mind of Paul Robertson.
Yeah, I have...
This screams hentai written all over it.
Yeah. Dragon Piece, what do you think of Animal Man? Is this a buy, a wait, or pass?
I mean, I really can't really say much about this title. I didn't even know who Animal Man was till I saw the schedule. Yeah, I really don't know who Animal Man is. I doubt I'm going to give it a try because, you know, there's only so much I can buy every month. But,
yeah.
You know, I guess I'll just have to wait. I mean, I may read it one day when the comic shop or something.
Yeah. All right. Next, something Tomato would have addressed probably has now goaded all of us into buying anyway. Batgirl, Barbara's Walking, Gail Simone is riding, but Barbara's Walking, and it's Batgirl again. Gail Simone rides, Adrian Saieff and Vicente Cifuentes are drawing, but we supposedly we will get all the, it will address why Barbara's Walking again, why she is Batgirl again.
How does all fit in the continuity if it's supposed to be in this span of 5 years?
Yeah, all that fun stuff. But, and in November, she beats up her, beats up Nightwing. Lover's back! Okay, I'm done.
I have to buy it, and I have to judge it fairly. Not just I goaded into it, the fact that Gail Simone knows I exist.
Boy, pause 1 second, but how does she exactly get out of the wheelchair? Or was she ever in the wheelchair?
Well, she was the... seems to imply a magic bullet theory.
Joker shot!
She was shot by the Joker, but I assume instead of handicapping her off of life, she just got off lucky with a few years or something.
It will be explained. Tomato said that it does, from what he read and heard, it makes sense. And we'll... I'm going to trust Tomato on that.
I don't know. He likes Glee.
That is true. And Glee does the dudes. And I have... My opinion of Glee is... Get it away.
I enjoyed the first season, but this is a different story. I'm gonna have to say... There's so many Batman titles, I'm pretty sure... There's only so much Batman I'll be able to want. And this isn't one of them. I mean, I'm sure it has its fans. But... I'm not getting this. I'm sure it's going to be good, but there's just so much I can buy. So, yeah.
All right, and Rock.
I don't hate Gail Simone's writing. I don't hate it at all. It's just that... I don't know. Just never really clicked that well with me. I don't know why. You know, I want to like her work, but... It's just a little bit boring for me. Maybe I'll go back and read it one day and say, okay, this is really great, but right now, it just kind of blurs me, so... maybe that girl might be the one that kind of brings me over to Simone, but for now, I don't know. I might have to wait on this. I'm just going to give it a shot. Okay.
Yeah. And this is by the way, this is the first of, Batgirl is the first of 11 Bat books coming this, each and every month. The
Hello.
Second, Batwing.
Why did Batwing get the damn title?
I have no idea who Batwing is.
Judd Winnick and Ben Oliver give us the Batman of Africa.
Should I care? I'm not sure if I should care.
Batman of the, I believe, the People's Democratic Republic of the Congo, but supposedly he now has to cover the entire continent.
That sucks.
I don't know. Batman
is supposed to. Wait, how is one man supposed to. This is a Batman we're talking about. This is a Batwing we're talking about here. This isn't Superman. He's just a regular person with some high-tech gear. How?
Yeah.
Batman can just come with one freaking city that's like the size of Chicago or New York. How is this guy supposed to cover an entire continent that's...
But they're restricting him. I believe that he's being restricted to his natural country, his home country. The Republic of Congo, which is a terrible, terrible place. One of the very terrible places to live.
But let's turn to who Batwing is. He's a character from Grant Morrison's Batman Incorporated.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Which, like we said, continuity, the Batman continuity is still in play. So, yeah.
And I have a feeling that
somehow...
as franchise Batman.
And I have a feeling that, you know, this is just leading up to getting back into Batman Incorporated, so...
Yeah, although this is coming back next year.
Yeah. But the thing is, if he was, he would have been writing Batwing, not Judd Winnick, who wrote Green Lantern and is also mostly known for being on The Real World.
And destroying the Marvel family. He is dead to me.
Also, that's...
Okay,
ouch. We to that.
We have addressed too much. Let's get down to the whole buy weight interest past interest level thing.
I'll go first. Okay. I'm gonna have to say pass. We already have a Batman in America. No need for a random one in Africa. And I'm saying this as a black guy. I just don't see the need in having this comic. It just seems like a wasteful title. We could have used it like on a whole Robin focus series, because, you know, I doubt we're going to get much of Batman and Robin. I don't know. I just
like,
have a Robin
series.
Yeah,
surprised about the lack of a Robin title.
Well, let's address that at a later date. Rack Attack.
Well, also, speaking as a black guy, I guess, why he brought up, whatever. I just have no interest in this. I don't really see the point of it, and I don't mean, and myself, I don't even know what to think of Judd Winnick. The only work I've seen of his was that the old Cartoon Network series, The Life and Times of Junior Police, which was really good, and I've not actually read any of his comic book, which I've heard is more or less crap. So
you still seen his run on Green Arrow?
Yeah. I probably will. In any case, I just have no interest in this. I just don't see the point. No interest. But I'll see something passing.
Yeah. And Don, want to say Judd Winnick sucks again?
No, I think I'm pretty good on that.
You're still buying it, so you're still technically buying it, though, or just
yes,
really...
Yes, but I also have either the Knight and Squire or El Gaucho have a solo title, not Batwing. It just, again, screams a whole tokenism complaint.
Okay, continuing on with Batman. Yes, there's a lot. Again, Detective Comics, number one. Tony S.
Yes.
Daniel. Daniel takes over. He does the he's both a writer and an artist. And Ryan Wynn is on his assist.
Okay, can I start first?
Well, I was going to explain him.
Alright, okay. Go.
Still intro out. First issues, a killer called the Gotham Reaper is on the loose on Batman's home turf, leading the Dark Knight on a deadly game of cat and mouse. That sure? is in the September Solace.
Are you sure it's not
but
a joke?
But it isn't.
It's just a joke.
And October and November continues the whole Gotham Reaper, which is now redubbed as the Gotham Strangler in the November Solace.
Oh. Okay, so they can't even count them on that one. That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, at the request of Dragon Piece, I will...
I'm being really soft.
Start with him first, okay. Then go Rakatidon, but...
Got you.
But it will be Rakatak for the next two books, and then Don first the next... after that, for two.
All right, okay. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not looking forward to this one bit. But, well... mainly because of the fact that Tony Daniel is a terrible writer. He's literally made some of the best villains look like trash. I mean, my first example is going to always have to be Two-Face. Just looking what he did in some of those comics. I mean,
what did he do?
I just read things around the internet, and it's not so pretty.
I can't find his bibliography.
Should we...
Diamond on Wiki?
It should be on the Wiki.
Yes, but it says both artist. It just lists both his artist and writing credits as one.
Oh, yeah, true.
Well, I just heard things around forums where, you know, he's just not the best writer in the world. And, I mean, to have him do such a big title, it's kind of annoying and offensive. But, I mean, I guess there's always Batman issue one to look forward to. So... yeah.
If Rob Liefeld can get a job in this line of comics, anyone can.
Yeah. Rack.
Well, I'm just gonna bring this out right now. I mostly read independent comics, so I also have no idea who a lot of these people are. And that said, I have no idea who this Tony guy is. I
read DC. I don't know who this Tony Daniel is. Like, it actually gets some legitimate
I found
examples
him.
Of his work.
He's the guy who wrote Batman. He's the guy who wrote Batman issues 676 through 681. Like, he wrote some of the Batman Battle for the Cal comics, like the first three issues.
Okay, so he's the one that set up. It's the setup for Dick to be on. Yeah.
Batman RIP? Not good.
Well, he just panted on that. Grant Morrison and all that.
See, this is what I mean. I can't tell what he wrote or...
so, it's a collective wait slash pass. From what I'm getting.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that, like, sometimes he can do good, I guess. So, I mean, we'll just have to see. Maybe he'll surprise us since he's... you know, work on a whole new thing. He will finally have to care.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see.
And Don, like I said, so Rack, wait slash pass?
Yeah, pretty much.
And Don, your level is like mid to low, right?
Right.
All right. Finally, we're going to Green Arrow.
We mean finally.
Yeah.
J.T. Crawl with art by Dan Jurgens and George Perez. First issue, Green Arrow is on the hunt. Driven by inner demons, Ollie Queen travels the world and brings outlaws to justice by breaking every law. Now armed with cutting-edge weaponry and illegally gained intel, courtesy of his team at Q-Corps, Green Arrow is shooting first and asking questions later. So apparently we're going... origin story, pretty much.
Why are we still doing the exile bit?
And with his second issue, it's apparently he goes into a televised deathmatch sort of thing, and I kid you not, issue the solo for issue 3 say, the Jersey Shore of supervillains crashes Seattle to stream Green Arrow's death over the internet.
I'm not going to touch that.
I heard about that. Yeah, I'm not reading
the
anything.
The jokes are talking about that. Just...
Rack! Oh. Opinions!
You know, number one, blah, 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 you know, the hunts.
Oh, he's just traveling the world. No stupid exile.
Okay, so he just charged with being in laws of justice by breaking every law. Like, he was every superhero. So... I don't know. I honestly don't know what to think about this. I've not been the biggest Green Arrow fan. I don't have that much interest in the character. I never heard of anyone who worked on this other than George Perez, and he's just on art. So, I'm passing on this.
It doesn't even look like Perez's walk.
Well, the covers are from different people.
Well, like great! So I can't even tell the magnificent...
Dave Wilkins does the cover for issues 2 and 3. Brett Booth and Rob Hunter did issue 1's cover.
Dude, you got freaking George Perez as the artist. The guy's like one of the most well-known artists in the industry.
Yet they don't use any covers.
Don, what is your opinion?
I'm interested.
Yep. Alright. And Dragon Peace.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll read it. I mean, yeah, I don't have much to say about this one.
I just noticed the superhero executions bit. You've got my interest now. I'm hesitant to wait. I want to see how that storyline goes out.
And now, Hawk and Dove by Sterling Gayton, Rob Liefeld!
Somewhere nice.
What?
The man responsible for the worst art in the 90s?
No, shut up.
Doing Hawk and Dove.
No. Pass. I think for anyone when I say pass. Pass. No Rob Liefeld. Why is he still here? Why is he still working in the industry? Why is he still in the industry? Why?
I don't know. that's a good question. Why are several crappy people in the industry is still here? Why is Virgil Hudlin getting walk?
We can always say why.
Why does Judd Winnick have work?
Well, at least Judd Winnick can do good things when he tries sometimes, so...
Yeah, he does try.
With stuff that he actually created, it seems.
Created or care about. Example, like, is Pedro and me.
Hold on, wait a second. Are any of you guys actually even, care about the series?
Okay,
Sterling.
Sterling Gates, who wrote it, Flashpoint Kid Flash Lost. And it's essentially Hank Hall
that funny series. Hank
not happy to have Don Granger as his new partner in the war on crime, and that she's also dating Deadman, and also Hank Hall is not happy to learn that someone is trying to plunge the U.S. into a new civil war.
What the F?
That's issue 1. So, are we still okay? Since we know. Rack, your opinion is still Rob Liefeld.
Wait, no, okay.
still packed.
Still about 8.5 or 12.
I'm hoping the lighting may be decent.
It was a book instead of a comic book.
I don't know.
You know, Micah,
it's not like Liefeld is fighting it.
Liefeld is doing the arts, and Honor is a huge problem for me when it comes to comics, especially since comics is half art. So I don't think I can really get due to the writing when the art is being done by freaking Liefeld.
Yeah. And Dragon Peace.
The only thing I'm going to say about this is that I really like the third cover. And that's all I'm going to say.
Cover number 3. Oh, yeah. The cat
I don't see how I can... Which, I don't, that doesn't work for me, I'm sorry. Liefeld's design just doesn't work. Liefeld doesn't work for me.
It's okay. It's okay.
And continuing on... On Justice League International, Dan Jurgens writing, Aaron Lorapesti and Matt Ryan on art. Grim, it's the UN-backed Justice League. Batman, Booster Gold, Green Lantern, Guy Gardner, August, General and Iron, Fire, Ice, Vixen, and Rocket Red are your just JLI. And
nice.
Can they reach that goal of promoting unity and trust without killing each other first? That's what issue 1 says.
Oh,
so it's going to be a comedy, I hope. Since we're dealing with the JLI.
Yeah.
Meme and funny titles.
Issue 2 has them going up against the giant alien, the Single Men, who are appearing all over the gold globe.
I don't know about you guys.
And that,
does this feel like...
Continues on in issue 3. Dawn, interest levels.
Marshall, I want to see a... I just might get just for Booster Gold. I'm still kind of dumbfounded that of all the Asian superheroes they could have done, they could have put in. We have this team called the Great Ten, who apparently introduced in 52... But, never heard of them in my life. And apparently, But why did it say Hal Jordan in the...
Well, just a Hal Jordan issue and...
Yeah, the cover has Guy Gardner.
Yes. And I said Guy Gardner.
I don't know. I mean, this is supposed to be Guy's deal with the league.
Anyway.
Dragon Peace.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to say, if this is anything like that Batman the Brave and the Bold episode, which was about... you guys... I mean, do you remember that Justice League, the animated... I mean, that Justice League episode where, does any of you guys have at least a clue what I'm talking about?
What are you trying to say here? What, Batman,
you know,
what, Justice League?
Yeah, where members like, the Blue Beetle and,
Yes!
And...
I was there when we discussed it!
Yeah, I know, I'm trying to think of the episode name. If it's anything like that, I'll read
Siege of Darkseid, or...
Maybe. It was the episode where they first showed up.
It was Darkseid, yes.
Yeah, that one. If it's anything like that, I'll read it, because it kind of looks like that. If that makes any sense at all.
Alright. So, and, Rack.
I pick it up if only because it focuses on a handful of less known heroes, such as this general, Fire Ice, them, so I'll pick it up for just that fact. So yeah, bye.
Alright, then, so we now move on to our first Edge title. Men of War by Ivan Brandon, who wrote Viking and Doc Savage, and with art by Tom Durnick, who did Justice League of America. This is another 40-page, $4 comic, so be aware. It, Joe Rock, the descendant of Sergeant Rock, assumes command of Easy Company, a team of ex-military men turned contractors. And essentially, they go after DC supervillains. So, if you want to paint a picture, imagine like PMC like Blackwater trying to take out, I don't know, name all, like Captain Cold and everyone else. But, you know, in the second issue, they go into the, they try to go up against a villainess who can walk on the very wind with a bonus story involving Navy SEALs Ice and Tracker. And issue number 3 continues the, as a Rock and Company are surrounded by dozens of guerrilla fighters. Okay, I'm trying to remember, who did I start the last two times? I started with Don the last two times, right? Or just that last one time?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go with Dragon Peace.
I don't have much to say about this. I'm not really interested in the DC Dark titles, so...
This is the end.
Yeah, Edge, I mean, so, pass.
Isn't that the name of a wrestler?
That's the name of a YouTube, the YouTube's guitarist. I don't know about wrestlers. Rack.
I'm just plain not that interested in what edgy titles, so I might check it out. I'll just say wait for this one.
Alright. And Don.
I'm not really interested. I'm definitely just gonna do the one issue and then probably not anyone else.
Alright. Continuing on with the Edge, we have OMAC. The One Man Army Corps gets its own series again. This time written by Dan Didio and Keith Griffin.
The Didiot himself writes this.
Yes, and doing the art too, with Scott Keith Griffin is also doing the art as well, with Scott Coach.
Are we discussing OMAC?
Yes. One All Army right. Machine Corps. Well, I mean, One Machine Army Corps will go... Kevin has become an unwilling participant in a war between Checkmate and Brother Eyes. He is transformed into the One Machine Army Corps, all known only as OMAC. And this, and the Sarge Steel Checkmate battle continues in 2 and 3. And hey, issue number 3 also has Maxwell Lord.
Okay.
How could
he
be good?
Rack.
Okay. OMAC. I'll give it a chance. I mean, I bet some of Dandito's work and those were okay, so that's gonna be okay too. So I'll buy it.
Done.
Oh, interesting that I can't seem to find. Apparently, OMAC and this is going to be a entirely new identity. It's not a previous established character, and that's going to be interesting. I guess I can get away with it being that OMAC is rather obscure. I'll pick it up.
Mm-hmm. And Dragon Peace.
No. I'm just here for DC, you know, the main titles like Batman and Superman. I'm not into all this, you know.
Alright. Okay. And continuing on, Static Shock. represents the first of the true integration of Dwayne McDuffie's
Millstone.
I forgot his Millstone universe.
Woohoo!
Yes!
Scott McDaniel and Josh Rosuma are writing, and Scott McDaniel is also doing the art, along with Jonathan Glapion and Labu Underwood. This time, Virgil Hawkins, a mysterious tragedy forces the Virgil Hawkins and his family to relocate from Dakota, which you may have remembered from the cartoon, or mostly, to New York City.
Because, you know, having a story
like,
set in New York...
Like my city needs any more superheroes. Like my city really needs that many more superheroes.
What do we fans of the DC Universe are talking about?
Mm-hmm. Where... Yeah. And Stack dons a new uniform and establishes a new secret headquarters. And also he interns at Star Labs as he begins to take on New York's underworld. Mm. Like the tragic dark, like the dark forces of Viral and the Slate Gang.
Okay.
In issue number 2 and 3.
Okay. So I have a few questions. First off, is this like set after the animated series or?
It's kind of related, unrelated. Because Stack Jock eventually integrated into DCAU.
Yeah, I know that. But it's just like two like alternate timelines, like the Legend of Zelda or something. Where like one. Never mind.
We're talking about the continuity. It's essentially you need a roadmap to figure it all out.
Gotcha.
No question.
Only wasting enough time as it is already. So.
Okay, Don.
I'm buying this. I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm glad Static is getting his own series then.
Okay. Any opinion on the writer and artist teams?
Never heard of them.
Dragon Peace.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I like Static Shock. Besides the music, it was an okay show. And it'll be great to see an animated series turn into a comic, so new adventures can come out of it.
It's not.
I know it's not based on the comic, but I mean the original idea, at the very least. So, I mean, I read in an interview that the creator. Knows that a lot of the fans are coming from the series, so he's gonna like bring that in a whole new way. So, yeah.
Alright, and Rack.
Same as Dawn and Dragon Peace, I'm excited for this new Sack series. Can't wait to get my hands on it. I'm at Rye.
Alright. And continuing on, we have our another Ed series, Stormwatch, beginning the Wildstorm's integration into the DC universe. Paul Cornell is doing the writing, and Miguel Spetula is doing the art. From the September Solace, they are Stormwatch, a dangerous superhuman police force whose existence is kept secret from the world. Directly following the ominous events of Superman number 1, which plays at the end of the month, Adam 1 leads half the Stormwatch team to recover the information redacted from deep in the Himalayas. Meanwhile, Jack Hawksmoore and the rest of the Stormwatch crew look to recruit two of the deadliest superhumans on the planet, Midnighter and Apollo. And if they say no, perhaps the Martian Manhunter changed their minds. Oh yeah, and eventually in the issues 2 and 3 they begin to fight the moon.
Oh yes. I'm really looking forward to this.
Dragon Peace.
I mean, I've been really looking forward to Stormwatch. Looks like a great comic. I'm really looking forward to seeing what's his face? Green Dude.
Martian Manhunter?
Yeah, Martian Manhunter. I'm really looking forward to seeing him again. And other people. I mean, seem like a underground Justice League. they're the ones doing these insane type of missions. I mean, hell, their opponent is the moon for the first couple of issues, so you already know they're starting on big heights. You know, this is that serious that always tries to break the fourth wall, I'm guessing. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Rack!
Looks cool. It just interests me. I don't know why it interests me. And Martian Manhunter, it's just...
The whole fight with the moon?
Oh...
They did it in
I'm trying to remember what our series dealt with fighting with the moon.
Duck shot the moon.
They're like 50 fights in the moon.
Oh yeah, Fairy Tail fought the moon a little bit.
Oh yeah.
I remember AMV Hell where they said on July 4th of this year, America will blow up the moon. So, dun, dun, sorry if I interrupted you, Rack.
In any case, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. And Don.
I know, I'm familiar with Sarada. He worked on several Doctor Who stories.
Yep, and that's mentioned in the issue 2 Solids.
He did pretty great, he did. So, I might just get it just to see his work.
Okay.
So here are, NX Swamp Thing, number one, the last of the September 7th Solids, written by Scott Snyder, art and covered by Yannick Paquette, as one of the world's most iconic characters returns to from Vertigo to DC, to the DC universe. Alec Holland has, in the number one Solids, Alec Holland has his life back. But the Green has plans for it. The monstrous evil is rising in the desert, and it'll take a monster of another kind to defend life as we know it. Ooh. Oh yeah, it continues on with the as he goes with the has a meeting with the Parliament of Trees in issue number 2, as the in continuing branching out the mythology. And issue number 3, the forces of decay are summoning their servants. The Green alone cannot protect Alec Holland, but one woman can. So who knows? okay, Don.
I know about Swap saying that it had a cartoon.
Well,
I remember the live action stuff.
Did that cartoon? I don't think it aired.
Yeah, it aired.
Oh. So it also has sci-fi.
Either that or Ivan. Let me just look up. I'm interested in this. I want people. Yeah, it was a cartoon. The theme song was apparently a parody of Wild Thing.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's one. I think I love you.
What are you talking about?
Anything else, Don?
Seems interesting enough.
All right. Track and Peace.
No thoughts on this one.
All right. Rack.
Pass. All
right.
Wait. Rack Attack. Probably not familiar with Swamp Thing, but I'll give it a try.
All right. And ending with that, okay, transition.